So the Lord has been speaking over me this past week especially to just be renewing our minds, to be focusing on the things of Him, which I think lines up fairly well with some of us who are taking part in this, like, you know, media fast kind of thing, and abiding in the things of God in place of the things of the world or negativity or whatever that may look like. So this morning, may we choose to fix our eyes on Jesus, on all good things, on all admirable and pure things in His name. Whatever negativity is clinging to you this morning, whatever distractions or stress, I know we all have battles and chaos in our lives, whatever that is, may we take our eyes off of that this morning and fix them on Jesus and praise Him with thanksgiving in the midst of it all.
Roll.
next moments just audibly lift up praises to God. Can we raise our hallelujahs to him, fixing our eyes on him, declaring his goodness, his blessings. Lord, you are above all. You are so good to us, God, when we don't deserve it. Lord, even this morning, we acknowledge our brokenness before you, that we are in desperate need of renewal, of transformation. And God, we acknowledge that this only comes by your Spirit. And so we seek you this morning, God, to know more of you. May we experience your presence this morning. May we be touched by your Spirit, God. If our music falls apart, if the message fails, if we have to run out and don't get to speak to anyone, God, if all we get is just the touch of your Spirit this morning, that would be enough, Lord. And so, Lord, we just ask for your blessings this morning. May we see your face, Jesus. May we hear your voice. Show us more of you. Show us your glory. This morning, during our worship practice together, we do some time in like devotions, and it's different every week, but this week God gave me, I think it was Philippians 4, so I'm just going to grab my phone and pull that up, because like as I'm singing this, I'm like, these are like the same words that are being spoken here, so I just want to share it with everyone. So this is Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." So just as we're singing this and it's speaking about, you know, don't be anxious. Fix your eyes on the things of Jesus. Anything that is pure and excellent and lovely, that is good in him. No sky contains, no doubt restrains the greatness of our God. He is so much greater than anything else that this world has to offer. Anything else that is trying to weigh us down. But it does take discipline. We do have to choose to fix our eyes on the things of him. So may we spend our lives to know and grow closer to him. So if we can just go back to the chorus here and into the bridge.
Oh,
are deserving of all glory and honor and praise. You are deserving of every thought that is within our minds, Lord. Every moment of our day, every breath that we take, God, you are deserving of all of that being devoted to you. So, Jesus, we surrender ourselves over to you this morning. Holy Spirit, asking that you would take over, that you would overflow this room with your presence, with your love, with your glory this morning, God. That it would just be you, that you would become greater while we become less, Lord.
Again, and if we are-
are truly asking for this, He will answer and He will deliver.
So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of You, God. I want more of You, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control.
One more time, just voices. No instruments, but just us lifting up our voices, declaring this to our God.
Okay. No place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than here in Your love, here in Your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in Your love, here in Your love.
So yes, Lord, we just offer ourselves over to You this morning. You are so good. You are above all, Lord. There is nothing else that we want more than You. We're sorry for the times that we do put other things first, God. We ask You to fan the flame that is within us, God. Even our faith is dependent on You, Lord, to be strengthened, to be fueled, God. And we trust that You will answer. Lord, we trust You will hold our hands and walk alongside with us, Lord, that You will draw us closer to Yourself. And so we thank You, Lord, that we can place our hope and our trust in You. Pray this all in Your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, worship team.